What's going on, everybody? American Football Network here with another video today. And today we are bringing you guys our Oregon-Washington preview prediction video. But before we get started, make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and opinions down below. Let me know, what your score prediction is, because we've already done North Carolina-Miami. We've already done USC-Notre Dame. Now this one. And whoever gets the score prediction the closest for all three, we're giving them a shout-out on our game previews next week. So make sure you guys drop those scores in the comments. Let me know who you think's gonna win. Again, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Help me reach that goal of 1,100 subscribers by the end of October. Check out the description where you can find links to our shop, our podcast, our website, as well as our college football roundup channel that we do with the Football Expert. Got a lot of game streams over there. We do a weekly podcast pick'em series and just talk through the top 20 games each week. So make sure you guys go over there, check that out. But let's go ahead and get started with today's video. So we got a good matchup here between the number 8 Oregon Ducks and the number 7 Washington Huskies. Oregon coming in at 5-0 on the season, beat Portland State week 1, 81-7. Went on the road, won at Texas Tech 38-30, beat Hawaii 55-10, stomped Colorado at home 42-6. And went on the road to Stanford, won that one 42-6 as well. You look at Washington coming in, elite offense of performance so far for them throughout the season. As they also come in at 5-0, week 1, beat Boise State 56-19, then beat Tulsa at home 43-10. On the road to Michigan State, won that one 41-7. Beat Cal at home 59-32, and went on the road to Arizona and won that one 31-24, a bit of a close one. Washington coming off the bye here. As Oregon, I believe they did play last week. I believe Oregon and Stanford was last week. I'm blanking. I can't remember if it was or not. The biggest thing for me here is, in this game, is the defense for Oregon. Both of these teams have very good offenses, but the defense, I think, is going to be the difference in this football game potentially. Now, it's going to be tough to stop Penix and those guys for Washington, as they've been great, and Penix hasn't made very many mistakes. He's already at 2,000 yards passing this season, 16 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. You look at Bo Nix on the other side, 1,500 yards, 15 touchdowns, and a pick. So it's been, it's been a very fun season for Oregon and Washington fans. A lot of excitement, a lot of fireworks in their games. Oregon comes in averaging 557.8 yards a game, Washington at 569.4, and Washington averaging 446.4 yards through the air. Then you look at Oregon defensively, yards allowed. They're allowing 255.6 yards a game. Washington, on the other hand, though, allowing 365. The biggest thing for me that stands out with the stats is that Oregon offensively, 330 pass yards a game, 227 rush yards a game. Very balanced team. They're moving the ball down the field, both through the air and on the ground, whereas Washington only averaging 123 rush yards a game, so they're more of a pass-heavy team. Then you look at defensively, Oregon stingy through the air, only 153 pass yards allowed all season or in a game, averaging that through the season. Washington giving up 243 through the air, 121 on the ground. Washington's defense does worry me a little bit in this football game. Is it something that's gonna need to be watched? You look at the game last season; it was a higher scoring game. Washington able to come away with the win in Oregon, 37-34 last year. That was a great game. Washington does lead the all time series against Oregon, 61-48 with 5 ties, And like I said, they did win last year. Although since about 2000, Oregon has really just dominated the series. Washington only has 5 wins since then, since 2000. Looking to change that and get back on the right track, as Oregon for a while there won 12 straight from 2004 to 2015. So Washington's, they haven't fared great against Oregon so far this century, but looking to turn it around for sure. A nice win last year, like I mentioned, 37-34. But, you know, these teams, this is going to be one of the most entertaining and fun games of this weekend, the Saturday slate that we have. A lot of just very talented offensive players. But again, like I mentioned, the biggest thing for me and what I think is going to end up being the difference in this football game is the defense for Oregon. Now, they did give up 30 to Texas Tech on the road. That could be a little bit of a concern, something to watch. But a Colorado offense that was playing really good heading into that one, they only scored 6. They held Stanford to 6, Hawaii to 10, Portland State to 7. So not a huge sample size, not a lot of great teams, as they have a tough 3-game stretch coming up as they go on the road to Washington this week. They get Washington State the next week, then at Utah the next week. So, you know, this Oregon team's really going to get tested. And, you know, Washington hits that tough streak at the end of the season. Their last 4 games at USC, Utah at home, at Oregon State, Washington State at home. So neither one of these teams have really been tested a whole lot. I would say Oregon probably has the best win against Colorado, 42-6, and against Texas Tech. But, you know, Washington has 2 good wins as well, at Arizona and Boise State at home and at Michigan State. Those together kind of make another good win. They're a half good win, you know. But I think this is going to be a very highly entertaining game. I expect Bo Nix to be great. And here's my keys to the game for the Oregon Ducks and how they can win this football game. I think, number one, limit explosive plays through the passing game for Washington. Now, you can give up, you know, 400 pass yards, but you can't give up those 40, 50, 60-yard touchdown passes that Washington has been able to get. They're a very explosive offense. You have to make them drive down the field, because I know Penix only has 2 picks all season. Hasn't played a great defense necessarily yet. And you look at what he's done. He's only thrown 2 picks, but he's thrown the ball a lot. And so if you can make them have to go way down the field, then that's going to be something that potentially you can get. If he slips up, makes a mistake, you know, that, like, that's a lot of passes to be throwing without a mistake. And against a very good defense, an elite defense like Oregon has, they can definitely force Penix into a mistake or two in this football game. My second key to the game for them is establish a run game. Washington's defense isn't bad. It's not USC bad, but it's also not good. It's not to the level that Oregon's is on. So, you know, establish a run game. This is a team that can stop you if you are one-dimensional. You got to be able to run the football, open it up, which I think Oregon will be able to do. I think they will be able to run the football, and that's something you got to do is be able to run the football, be able to move the ball down the field without just having to put it in the air over and over and over. You know, you don't want Bo Nix out here throwing 45 passes. I think if Bo Nix is throwing 45 passes or more, Oregon probably lose the game. In regulation. Now, if it goes into, you know, overtime or something like that, then yeah, he might throw more than that. But you want him, you know, 40, I would say, is probably max where you want him at in this game, because you definitely want to run the football and establish a run game. I think if Oregon can run for 175, 200 yards in this game, that they're going to win it. And step number three, or key number three, really, is to get Bo Nix going early. You want him connecting with these receivers, building up some more confidence in the offense, putting the pressure on Washington's defense early on. You don't want to be, you know, just kind of, all right, first possession, 3-and-out, Washington go down the field and score. Second possession, come out, you get a first down, maybe 2, but you're still not really feeling it offensively. Bo Nix still working his way into the game, punt the ball. Washington goes down the field and scores again. Now you're down 14-0 right there, because this Washington team comes out of the gates hot in every game. They've done it every game. They've come out fast. So you have to really make sure that your offense is coming out hot as well. That way, because you don't want to be behind 2 scores at Washington trying to come back from that against an elite offense. Now, your defense is good. It is a lot better than Washington, so that does help. I would trust Oregon's defense to get a stop more than I would trust Washington's defense to get a stop. So they do have that leaning their way, but still, that's not something you really want to get into. So get the offense going early. Get Bo Nix going early. Now for Washington, their keys to the game. You know, number one is stop the run game for Oregon. I just talked about it with Oregon's keys to the game. Establish a run game for Washington. Number one is stop the run game for Oregon. Make them be one-dimensional. Put the pressure on Bo Nix in that passing game. Make them beat you through the air. Do not let them run for 230 yards like they're averaging. Make them run for 120, you know, 130. Make them throw the ball. I have to throw the ball for 330, 350, 400 yards, something like that. Make them put the ball in the air and throw it. Number two, get pressure on Bo Nix. He is a very good quarterback, and he's a very elusive quarterback. You got to get pressure on him, and you got to get to him and keep him inside the pocket. You don't want this guy extending plays, getting out and running with his legs, because they have some talented receivers. Your defense isn't the best. If you give this guy all day to throw and to run around with those receivers, he's going to tear you up. So you have to make sure that you can get some pressure on him and keep him in the pocket. Don't let him get outside the pocket and extend plays or get out and run, because he will kill you with his legs. And like I said, you're not going to be able to cover those receivers downfield for that long of a time if he's running out and extending it. And number three for Washington, keys to the game, is establish a run game yourselves. Because, like I talked about, they're averaging 446 pass yards a game. That is first in the NCAA. They're averaging 123 rush yards a game. That is 103rd in the NCAA. You have to get your run game going at least a little bit early on, and at least kind of threaten the run game, because you don't want to be in a situation to where Oregon knows what you're doing against this elite defense. You have to be able to get some sort of run game going. I think if Washington can run for 150 yards, that puts their offense in a very good spot. I think that's about where they need to be, because, you know, if Oregon knows you're dropping back to pass, and it's going to be tough to run on this Oregon defense, even if they know you're passing, think you're passing, just with the guys that they have up front. So you gotta clear some holes, and you gotta get the run game going, because you can't let Oregon just sit back and expect you to pass the football, because it's going to be a rough time for you offensively. You're really going to have to make a ton of plays to really do anything. Now for my score prediction in this game. I've went back and forth in this one a lot. It's been a tough one to pick and decide between. The spread on this one is Washington -3, but I'm going to take Oregon 41-34 in this game. I think that Oregon wins a big one here. Number 8 Ducks go on the road to the number 7 Huskies and come out of there with a win. I think that will be huge for them. I think they're a top 4 team if they do that. I think either one of these teams should jump up to the top 4, whoever wins this game. But I do think Oregon's going to win. I just trust them a little bit more in this football game, especially just with the defense. Like, I've put a huge emphasis on that. Washington 62 in the country in total defense. I just think that it's going to be tough for them to stop this Oregon offense. And I think that Oregon's defense, like I said, at the end of the game, in a close, tight game, I trust Oregon to get a stop more than I trust Washington to get a stop. And so that was the difference for me in deciding who wins. And you see down at the bottom of the little graphic, we got the College Football Roundup logo down there. So make sure you guys go check that out. Make sure you subscribe to our College Football Roundup video. But that wraps up today's video. Make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those score predictions down below. Let me know who you think wins. Help me hit that goal of 1,100 subscribers by the end of October. We've been on a surge the last 2 days, gained, I think, 12 in the last 2 days. So let's keep that up. Let's keep rolling them in. And I hope you guys enjoyed today's video, and we'll see